Hello, it's Saturday, March 24th, 2018. I'm Andy Sylvester, and this is the In the Car podcast. This is the In the Car podcast. I'm taking my dog Arlo to get a nail trim. But I have some thoughts on my mind about different topics, and I'm trying out recording them today. One thought is the area of gun regulation in Oregon. I'm thinking about a website maybe called gunsinoregon.com. where we would have information on what is our current gun regulations, how can someone buy a gun, what type of guns can we have, who's in charge of enforcing our regulations about guns. The Giffords Law Center may be a guide as to how to put this type of information together. It may be that they have all the information that's needed, but one thought I have that would be a useful piece of information is, who sells guns in Oregon? Another thought I'm having is just in using WordPress as a tool to capture knowledge and present information on a topic. I've recently been impressed by the work of Chris Aldrich on his site, bafosaco.com, where he has multiple post types. I've been following his writing, and it seems to be, he seems to be using WordPress in a very efficient and knowledge-rich way. I know that I am using the independent publisher theme in WordPress, and I believe Chris is using some of the same plugins I am, so perhaps there's a need for a screencast series on not only just in general how to set up your own website, but how to use WordPress, how to use the different post types, how to be able to post things from your phone, how to post video and audio from your phone, a number of different things. I've also noticed that Pocket Casts is having a problem in dealing with podcast feeds that don't have titles associated with the podcast. I know that I noticed this first with Dave Weiner's Scripting News podcasts, and then I was listening to a podcast from Chris Aldrich, which I think didn't have a feed, didn't have a title for the item, and then Pocket Cast didn't seem to be able to pick it up. So, I'm interested in pursuing that topic. I did some experimenting today with the vertical video feature in PowerDirector 15 from CyberLink. I was able to take a vertical video that I created on my phone, a screencast on my phone, published it through CyberLink. When I looked at the file on my PC, it displayed it rotated 90 degrees, but the screen was full, the image was the full image of the phone. I then uploaded the image to YouTube to see what would happen. I looked at the phone, looked at the YouTube video on my phone. Initially, the image was small. I then hit full screen, and then the image was displayed, filling up the real estate on my phone and looking just like it did when I recorded it. This was a good test. I appreciated the result because I'd been wondering if someone were to go to the trouble of editing vertical video, whether they'd be able to see their vertical results in the vertical video format. And it appears appears to display on YouTube that is the case. It'll be interesting to find out if somehow the file that I got out of PowerDirector, if I can see that vertical on my PC. Anyway, those are just some thoughts. Thoughts running through my mind about different topics, different interests. I'll be continuing to try to contribute these from time to time.